Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
...866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Talking about that unremembered comment by the unnamed intelligence person, talking about how these intelligence organizations may have to revisit their plan and that this incredibly broad and comprehensive scope of data mining may need to be revisited. And I'll tell you one thing that I think is the case, and I don't know this, I got to admit, I could be totally wrong on this, but I don't think so. Just knowing the way governmental and DOD and intelligence organizations tend to do things, they've overcomplicated it a great deal. And so their own paradigm in terms of how this stuff is managed and the processes and procedures is a part of the problem. Thank goodness. At least for some of us. I mean, look, I don't want the intel agencies to be bad. To be, not bad, that's not the right word. To be, to be bad at their job. I mean, their job is to take care of the bad guys, intercept the bad guys, observe the bad guys. I don't want them to be no good at that. But I do want them to be no good at overreaching. That's not a good thing, and it's not a benign thing, although oftentimes it initially starts out that way. It's unintended, but it doesn't make overreaching not overreaching just because you don't intend to. I do want them to be bad at that. And so, you know, on one perspective, you know, we don't want to further compromise their ability to do their job. However, when it comes to overreaching and violating, you know, potentially innocent people's rights, we do want to intervene in that. And so I have mixed feelings, you know, when I'm only semi-facetious when I say, you know, maybe the key is to just, you know, if everybody in the United States, I mean, think of all the teenagers you could get to enlist in this project where you just, you know, instead of 1,000 texts a day, do 2,000. Imagine if you've got millions of people doing that sort of data production, just meaningless stuff. Ooh, gee, my eyebrows itch. LOL. BTW. So does my big toe. I mean, you know, you just think.
So you read my
so just think of the. So just think of the.
So somebody is watching.
The mindless volume of stuff that just could really, and see, it falls in line with just how my mind works. You know, immediately I'm thinking, sort of counterintuitively. You know, well, we need to protect things. We need to shut things down. We need to close up. We need to pull back. And wait a minute. No, maybe the key is these guys want to harvest all the data. Here's your data. You know, I don't know. Just some sort of stream of consciousness.
What's that old adage?
Opinion.
Best defense is a strong offense, and I just texted it out. Nonsensical crap. I just said
more useless raw data.
No, it's a.
Arrange your mind,
the
my
best,
friend.
The best defense is a strong offense, and I intend.
Just stop.
Stop. Now you're messing me up. Okay. And I intend to start offending right now.
Yeah.
That's Captain Kirk, actually. What I'm using for that quote.
Very good. I'm sure.
It's just like that. He said it just like that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
With all the stumbles
took him
and
3 minutes.
hey, Shatner took, it took 17 takes to make it that.
Yeah.
What he said there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I did it, what, 4?
But he did it a lot more breathlessly and intense than you did.
I intend to start offending right now.
No, yeah, I guess what he
You know,
yeah, he was. Yeah, he was very
kind of halting,
yes.
breathless, sort
staccato
of,
yeah, yeah. delivery.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
866-821-8255 866-821-TALK. Well, second anniversary. Can you guess of what? Second anniversary of the Raspberry Pi. Yeah, the small credit card size, not in thickness, but in platform. Mini computer, $25 to $35. Very popular for the electronic hobbyists. Really cool when you think about it. I mean, you know, they're just, I mean, you could put.
I never even heard of that.
You could probably put.
You talked about that before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I was thinking it was something to do with Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah,
when you were talking about
yeah, your mouth was watering.
Raspberry Pi. What?
Does that come with whipped cream? You could put almost 4 Raspberry Pis in this big matchbox.
Really?
Not quite 4, yeah. But it would be, you'd be close.
Wow.
I mean, they're tiny. And, I mean, the biggest thing is the connections on top. You know, you've got an Ethernet port connector on top, and just the size of the hole in the Ethernet port makes that connector big. And USB, HDMI, RCA video out. Yeah, just some neat stuff and incredibly inexpensive. So it's one of those things where you can just kind of on a lark at $25 or $35. There's some clones out, you know, that are a little more advanced. Oh, they have SD cards, external storage slots too, and very cool. Run Linux, which is a big plus for me. I mean, you know, immediately, I that appeals to me. And you can just do some amazing things. So if you're a hobbyist, yeah, it makes sense to just kind of buy one on a lark and say, and what can I do with this thing? Now, admittedly, a lot of those projects are kind of pure, well, project for the sake of a project, entertainment, interesting. I haven't seen too many just really compelling uses of it. I mean, there's one guy that did a really, it's very neat. I mean, for Dad to do this with his sons is just very cool, and those sons just, you know, got to be giddy. Using the 60s and 70s NASA control panels as models in the control center, he used a Raspberry Pi to power that whole thing, along with an Arduino that provides the link interface for all the LEDs and switches and everything. And so depending on what button was pressed, a different sound would happen, different LEDs would flash, all this stuff. And so they have this NASA control panel desk, his two boys do, that they built, you know, using a Raspberry Pi and an Arduino and some significant skill. Just to imagine this sort of thing and put it all together. I mean, it's really kind of neat. I'll put the link to it up on Facebook. You got to see it. It's pretty impressive. So, you know, second year anniversary, really a potentially revolutionary product. And one of the things that's happening now is the emphasis on products for emerging nations. Now, what they mean, the old term might have been like third world. Countries that don't have a lot of infrastructure, not a lot of capital freed up. Most of the capital is usually controlled by a cannibalistic, terroristic dictator. So it's difficult for folks. I mean, the Defense Department of many of these countries could not put together a NASA-modeled control panel desk together for their military, much less for a couple of kids. So, you know, a lot of interest in getting emergent nations on board with technology, and the Raspberry Pi and some other things, a big part of this. A relatively huge amount of computing power in a Raspberry Pi for $25. You're not spending $400 on a computer, you're spending $25. So, neat product, continued development, fun to watch. Back after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.